This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Lost in the drama yesterday, the Prime Minister's, in his own words, enthusiasm for costumes, a big story was overlooked, at least if you care about the financial burden we're passing along to the younger generation. And if you are a parent or a millennial younger, you better listen up. Yesterday, Prime Minister Trudeau promised, if re-elected, to increase old age security payments and Canada pension payouts. As pension expert Greg Hirst stated, CPP represents a massive transfer of wealth from younger generations to older ones, and now the Prime Minister promises to increase it. Now keep in mind that the federal government has already gone against the recommendation of Finance Minister Bill Morneau's hand-picked panel of experts, as well as recommendations from the C.D. Howe Institute, where Mr. Morneau was chairman, and dropped the age of eligibility for old age security from 67 to 65, which means that millennials are already paying billions more in taxes for today's old age security payments. And that number grows to $11 billion extra annually in taxes every year between 2023 and 2030, just for old age security. And they're promising to make it worse. Now, keep in mind also that the government already spends five times more on people over 65 than under 45. Now, many politicians love to paint a picture of the feeble, impoverished seniors when it suits them. But as the Bank of Montreal has pointed out, the average senior is nearly nine times richer than the average millennial. Now, I get the political calculation, given that there are more people over the age of 65 in Canada than under 15, and they vote in big numbers. So we're just playing another round of the price is right, and as usual, someone else is paying, in this case, young people. I'm a father of three, and I find this absolutely unacceptable, especially when you consider our children are already in the hook for hundreds of billions in underfunded federal pensions, in addition to paying the interest on $695 billion of federal debt and growing, in addition to paying tens of billions more for escalating costs for seniors' health care. No wonder the Bertelsmann Foundation in Germany has called Canada among the least intergenerationally just countries in the world. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.